Hello, pets. Zita here, and I felt the need to return to this statement and say something else to further elaborate on what caused me to make the statement in the first place. I know I said in the initial post that I wasn't up to going into the nitty-gritty, but thinking about that again, I realize how unsatisfying that must be as a stance for me to take. Certainly, if I was in your shoes, I would be very confused and possibly even angry that I would make a statement like that and not give any context. Whether or not that's actually the case with any of you, I've decided that actually, whether or not I'm not up to it, context is required to make sense of that statement. So, I made that statement on the 14th of January because of events that largely took place on Twitter. I need to check my dates properly, so please forgive me if I'm off by a day or two. The time zones also make a difference here. But I believe it was the 11th of January in which three women came forward on Twitter with a joint statement regarding their relationship with a male VA, in which they were made to feel used, degraded, and manipulated. They highlighted that this VA was experiencing predatory behavior, using his listeners for his own sexual gratification, and that the purpose of their statement was not to cause a witch hunt, but to warn other women about this VA and, in so doing, protect them from experiencing the same. The VA in question was Kente Clove Tiger. From a purely personal point of view, that statement from those three women hit me really hard. Kente is a VA who I looked up to, aspired to, deeply, deeply respected, and followed, especially with his, by this point, infamous vocal nature when it came to inclusivity and representation of Black women and people of colour in general, and he championed the idea and many of the conversations actually that happened on Reddit, on the audio subs, about inclusivity and representation of Black women. For these three women to come forward and say what they said made me realise how easy it is to get wrapped up in the idea of someone and forget that you don't actually know them. In conversations I had with Kente, I was comfortable with the idea that we were growing to know each other as peers and that we could potentially become friends. But I didn't know about any of this, and it was a shock. Following that statement, as you might expect, Kente made some apologies. He started closing various things down. I do believe he, or at least that username, is no longer live on Reddit. His Twitter is gone. His Patreon is gone. I would assume his audios have gone from Soundgasm, but I don't know. And then, either the same day or the day after, the 12th of January, more people, men and women, actually, started to come forward talking about the ways they had been treated by various VAs. Some elected not to name the VA in question and used the exercise more of a cathartic exercise, I imagine. Others were happy to name the VAs that they were talking about in an effort to expose their behaviour and to protect others. And there are quite a few. And it's male and female VAs. Let us never assume that it's only men who are capable of misusing their power for their own ends. That is not how it works. It can be anybody. And because of just how many people started to come forward with stories of how they were maltreated, how they were used, how they were taken advantage of, I felt compelled to make the statement of January 14th, both to protect you and to protect me. The idea of this boundary, this line between yourselves and me, it's two-way protection. It allows me to refer back to said statement and say, if anybody tries to step over that line, no, this is my stance, this is how I feel, this is how I treat everybody. And it allows you as listeners to refer to this statement if I step over that line and say, excuse me, Zita, but you said this. And I feel that's really important for all of us. So, that, in very, very brief terms, is what happened and inspired me, coaxed me, encouraged me to make the artist statement of January 14th. I'm still feeling a bit delicate and frail, betrayed, disappointed, hurt. But I will say, as I always do, if you have questions, if there are things you need to know that I can explain, I will do my best to provide that for you. Use the comment thread for this post. Use my feedback form, as some of you already have done. And I will do my best to inform you and put your mind at ease. Thank you. That is actually all I needed to add. Thank you again for your time, pets. Have a safe and peaceful day.